before we begin, since this is Aunt Bethany's 80th Christmas, I think she should lead us in the saying of grace.
Oh, great.
What, dear?
Grace!
Grace! She passed away 30 years ago.
They want you to say grace. The blessing! I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
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 Explorers in the further regions of experience, demons to some, angels to others. Thank you.
The Road Warriors and the Samoans, we knew that this match, they would be pulling out all stops here as we are coming to you fans live from Columbia, South Carolina. Phenomenal crowd on hand. Thanks for being with us.
Once again, they're continuing to work on Hawk's midsection. That's about the only way. These guys are equals in size and power. I think that's about the only way the Samoans feel like they can take the advantage is by keeping Hawk breathless.
Right off the top. Came 5-2. That's over 300 pounds.
They're hitting him from every direction at once and not giving him a chance to recover.
One, two. Oh, he's got... I thought he had him there. The shoulder was up, just inches up.
And the Road Warriors, the former tag team champions of the world, the Samoan SWAT team, has been in top contention for that honor. They're battling it out for all they've got.
Here comes 5-2 off the top.
He tried to jump, but Hawk raised his foot, caught him up under the chin. And now Hawk's made the tag.
Animal and Samu, the legal man in the ring. Samu set for the ride. Big elbow by the Animal. These four big giants of tag team wrestling. Now they're giving a quarter.
Beautiful, great leaping ability. Charged into him with the strength of an 18-wheeler. And now Hawk coming over to save Animal from that attack from behind. 5-2.
Hawk and Samu outside, or 5-2 rather. But it's Samu and Animal, the legal men in the ring. Remember that.
These guys are cooking, and now... Yes, it's Hawk been run into the post, and now the Samoan SWAT team in the ring by themselves with Animal alone.
The telephone went flying outside the ring.
Hawk went out to try to recover, but I think he figured he did have an advantage now. Wait a minute. Ellering's throwing the phone in. Precious Paul Ellering with an assist there.
Can he get him up? My God, what strength. Hawk is on the top rope.
Excuse me.
Just survive.
You know, you look like your head fell on the cheese dip back in 1957. You're okay. This one, real fucking ugly. You see, I take these glasses off. She looks like a regular person, doesn't she, huh? Put them back on, formaldehyde face. That's what we got.
That's enough out of you. You get out or I call the cops.
Call the cops? You know what you need? You need a Brazilian plastic surgeon.
choice than that of engaging an attorney to sue Lou Albano for damages he is causing Cindy and me by his attempts to pose as her personal manager. Sincerely, Dave Wolf, President, notarized Joseph E. Snezier. Now, I don't understand what's going on, but what the guy's saying is that you have no right with Cindy Lauper and you don't know what she's about, and that this guy named, who the heck's Dave Wolf?
Dave Dog, I want you to hear this. You're a liar, you're a sneak, and you're a cheat. Everything I've said about, I took Cindy Lauper and I made her what she is. I'll have her here. You want to hear this?
I would love her here. I'll tell you, you bring her right here next show.
Ready? I'll bring her right out here next show. I'll have her back here.
We'll finish it. We'll expose her for exactly what this Dave Dog or Dave Wolf is. Cindy Lauper will be right here next week.
Cans ought to be enough, eh? Okay, we're going to a party. Don't eat the furniture.
I gotta get some new underwears. Jeez.
Food legs!
Oh, remember where we got this?
Yeah, it was just running off them pirates, eh?
Was that a dream or what?
It was no dream. It was in your underwears.
Okay, let's see.
What are you gonna do?
It's one of them new square records, eh, that goes like on a record player that's like on its side, eh?
No way, that's an EP from some British new wave band.
Take off. You don't know.
Yeah, they bootleg those, eh?
What do you think?
Sounds like a British new wave band.
Yeah, beauty sound.
Beauty.
Not my style of music, eh? Hey, Jose, here's another one for your collection, eh?
Beauty, Hank Aaron. Wonder if he can hit.
Thank you. I have shaved my pubic hair over 415 times. I have shaved it in at least 12 different showers over hundreds of miles. I have shaved it bare. I have shaved it striped once. I even shaved it into a smiley face so my boyfriend would laugh when he ate me out.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
No one had anything to say about my pubic hair.
I tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape. I don't get a break with nothing. I played hide and seek when I was 3.
No respect, no respect.
Why they wouldn't even look for me?
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, I never had fun.
No respect, no respect.
They took me to a dog show and I won.
No respect, no respect.
When I was born, I brought no joy.
No respect, no respect.
My old man said he wanted a boy.
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, always alone.
No respect, no respect.
Halloween, I had a trick-or-treat over the phone.
No respect, no respect.
Friends don't call, my phone don't ring. I don't get a break with anything.
What's the matter, Rodney?
Ah, death, where is my sting?
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't that your type? No, no. Rappin' Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rappin' Rodney. Can't get a break.
I'm getting old, it's hard to face.
No respect, no respect.
But during sex, I lose my place.
No respect, no respect.
Steak and sex, my favorite pair.
No respect, no respect.
I have them both the same way, very rare.
No respect, no respect.
I know I'm old, I could go any minute.
No respect, no respect.
I got a kidney-shaped pool with a stone in it.
No respect, no respect.
Dr. Vinnie Boombox, that's another one.
No respect, no respect.
I said I want to stop aging, he gave me a gun.
No respect, no respect.
I told him I got water on the knee. He gave me a sponge and raised his fee.
What's the matter, Rodney?
It ain't easy being me.
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't that your type? No, no. Rappin' Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rappin' Rodney. Can't get a break.
Nothing goes right, I just can't fight it.
No respect, no respect.
Well, Eastern Airlines thanked me for flying United.
No respect, no respect.
I got some money, what did I do?
No respect, no respect.
I bought some quicksand, the deal fell through.
No respect, no respect.
My car broke down, I called AAA.
No respect, no respect.
They left the car and towed me away.
No respect, no respect.
I can't take it no more, I'm getting too old.
No respect, no respect.
I called suicide prevention, they put me on hold.
No respect, no respect.
Winter, summer, spring and fall, I'm always up against a wall.
What's the matter, Rodney?
I don't get no respect at all.
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't that your type? No, no. Rappin' Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rappin' Rodney. Can't get a break.
It's getting worse, it's caving in. The heaviness, I can't take it no more. It's all over. Now where are my kids? Somebody help me. Hey, bartender. Hey, who's that guy with my daughter? Where's my wallet? How do I get out of here? Stop that dancing.
Well, Miss Beauchamp, I think a cup of tea would...
Hello, Bob. Boys, this here's English Bob.
Shit, frog eggs.
Been a long time, Bob. Did you run out of Chinaman?
Bill. Well, I thought you was, well, I thought that you were dead. I see you shaved your chin whiskers off.
I was tasting the soup 2 hours after Ed.
Well, actually, what I heard was that you fell off your horse, drunk, of course, and that you broke your bloody neck.
I heard that one myself, Bob. Hell, I even thought I was dead. Till I found out it was just that I was in Nebraska. Who's your friend?
W.W. Beauchamp.
Beauchamp.
This is Little Bill Daggett. And friends, of course.
Daggett.
From Newton.
Hayes.
From Abilene. In person.
You work for the railroads too, Mr. Beauchamp?
No. I write.
Letters?
Books, Bill. Books. Actually, he's my biographer.
Wouldn't do that if I were you, Mr. Beauchamp. It's only a book.
A book, huh?
That means you boys can read. So I guess that means that you saw the signs outside of town there saying surrender your firearms. But like you told young Andy here, you're not armed, are you, Bob?
Well, not really, Bill. I've got a peacemaker, but that wouldn't worry you, would it? I mean, if you don't see it, or most particularly if you don't hear it.
I'm afraid so, Bob. I don't like firearms around.
Be very careful with this.
Charlie, see what kind of books Mr. Beauchamp is packing here. Make sure you don't get wet.
No shit, little Bill. All he's got here is writing stuff in this here book.
The Duke of Death.
Duke.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen.
I'll have that 32, Bob.
Now, little Bill, you will leave me at the mercy of my enemies.
Enemies, Bob? You been talking about the Queen again? On Independence Day?
Oh my God, what a fabulous room! Are all these your guitars?
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to startle you.
This place is bigger than our apartment.
Let me know when you're entering a room. Yes, sir.
Can I get a drink of water?
I was wondering.
You want some?
Pretend it's all right, but I have grown older, and you have grown colder, and nothing is very much fun anymore, and I can feel feel cold as a razor blade, tight as a tourniquet, dry as a funeral drum.
Greetings, my excellent friends.
Do you know when the Mongols ruled China?
Wow. Perhaps we could ask them. Bill S. Preston, Esquire. And Ted Theodore Logan. Gentlemen, I'm here to help you with your history report.
What? How?
Whoa!
Oh, I hate that part.
Bill?
What?
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Simple feeling. I thought I knew you, but I didn't know.
much when you always hurry. Well, slow down, baby, you'll only get hurt if you fall. Well, you told me one time that you'd be somebody, that you weren't working just to survive. But you're working so hard that you don't even know you're alive. Working so hard to be somebody special, not working just to survive. Well, you're special to me, babe, and what I don't see, babe, is where you go once you arrive. Where we go once we arrive. Damn all evil that takes possession until your pipe dreams become obsessions. They scare me, babe, and we should have nothing to fear. I'm no child, but I can't help wonder. It seems like some kind of spell you're under. You're listening, baby, but somehow you don't really hear. Well, you told me one time that you'd be somebody, that you weren't working just to survive. But you're working so hard that you don't even know you're alive. Working so hard to be somebody special, not working just to survive. Well, you're special to me, baby, what I don't see, baby. Where we go once we arrive. Where you go once you arrive. We'll be right back.
failed you, Anakin. I have failed you.
I should have known the Jedi were plotting to take over.
Anakin, Chancellor Palpatine is evil.
From my point of view, the Jedi are evil.
Well, then you are lost.
This is the end for you, my master.
Karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
Better get yourself together, darling. Join the human race.